Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So, how was your weekend?
Man, I had a good weekend.
Yeah.
At the same time, I had a busy weekend, but, you know, it was good. It was really good. As a matter of fact, what I would like to talk about.
I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah, not everybody might want to talk about this, but I actually had the opportunity to have your family over. You know, I know
that's right.
Yeah, you were busy, you know, taking care of some stuff. You know, we missed you having you there. But, you know, we talked about several times on the radio about Samson and Frankie, our pugs.
Our pugs, yeah. Yes. Which they happen to be brothers.
And they are brothers. They are brothers. And this was the first time we actually had an opportunity to get them together.
Since they were pups.
Right, since they were pups. Right. And so it's probably been about, you know.
Well, I mean, what? They were born in January. So what's this, July? So they're what, 6 months
old? Yeah, about 6 months old.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and it was not quite the experience I expected.
No, it was not. It was not. I heard the gory details.
The gory details.
So tell us what happened.
Yes, man. It was hilarious. It really was.
They were just like long lost. Oh my gosh. They just gave each other hugs and kisses
and
just like, oh my gosh, how you been?
Right, right. It's so good to see you. You know, like we are, you know?
Right, right.
But that was not the experience. You know, we've talked about many times, you know, with the dogs that, well, whenever I have anybody come over to the house, anybody new, you know, Frankie just goes ballistic. I mean, he's all over them.
Like excited type ballistic.
Oh, yeah, you can't calm him down. It's hard to hold him down. You know, this little tiny thing you think would be, you know, I'll just hold him.
I can't believe the energy these guys have.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
I thought Holly had energy, and she's, a full-grown lab. She's like, 70, 80 pounds.
Right.
When she was a pup, she was just, oh, my gosh, get out of her way. She's calmed down a lot, thank goodness.
Right, right. Right. And so, you know, your wife and your kids come in, they bring Frankie in a crate, you know?
Yeah.
And you hear Samson. You know, you hear him inside the crate, he starts barking, and I'm like, oh, great, you know, this is going to be,
exciting.
Yeah, what's
gonna
they're fixing to tear the house apart. You know? And so they let him out of the crate, and he runs away.
What? Come on.
Oh,
this
dude.
This is Samson.
Yeah, right. Samson.
The one that chases my almost 100-pound lab around the house.
Right. That's what,
with their tail between their legs.
Like I'm saying, this is not what
won't leave her alone. I mean, just drives her nuts.
Exactly. You know?
Okay.
And
this is the same dog.
Same dog.
All right.
And he runs away, and Frankie is just chasing him down, boy. I mean, he's just jumping all over him and just like, just lick, 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 you know, and just, I mean, he's just all over him. All
right.
And at one point, Frankie has Samson pinned up against the wall.
Oh, come on.
You look at Samson, he's like, I'm not here. His head is just, he's sitting there and his head is pinned up against the wall looking straight up.
All right.
And
Leave me alone.
It's like, you can't, my eyes are closed, you can't see me. You know, one of those things. And it was hilarious, dude. And,
oh my God.
And this went on for.
I'm mortified. I want you to know this.
Yes.
Well, I'm so disappointed in his reaction.
And it was funny because Tracy was like, Pat told me to get video. He told me to take pictures.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's having to take pictures of video.
Yeah, right. I've been pinned up against the wall. I did see some video of it.
Yeah.
And I saw one where Samson is just flat on his back. Flat on his back now. Yep. Not moved. Just paralyzed.
Yes, he was paralyzed.
Leg straight out, arm straight out, just not moving. And you could see Frankie just running around circles around him, jumping up and down and over him, licking him, trying to get him to move, but he just won't do nothing.
He wouldn't move, man. It was funny. Then at another point, Samson actually had his head buried up underneath my entertainment center.
Awesome. Like, dude, where are you going? He's like, he's pretending like he's invisible. Maybe if I just sit here, nobody will see me.
Exactly.
He'll just leave me alone.
Exactly. It's like, I'm playing possum, you know.
It was
really fun. But, you know, after a time, you know, once we held Frankie still, you know, they were able at that point to try, you know, Samson wasn't, you know, he got a little more
playful,
you know, or what's the word? Tracy uses this word, you know, I don't know. Anyway.
Unmortified.
Unmortified. Yeah. It was hilarious, dude. You know, but as long as you held Frankie back, you know, Samson was good. He was okay.
All right.
And, but by the time, you know, they were starting to wrap up and go, getting ready to leave.
All right.
They actually started to play together a little bit.
All right.
And it was the others, you know, these dogs are tongue lickers, you know.
Oh, I know. That's disgusting. Like,
well, you know, well, Samson. Speaking of tongues.
Right.
Samson has this tongue, dude, that is like.
It's like twice the size of his head.
Twice. It doesn't even fit in his mouth.
Especially when he gets really, really excited and really, really just like, you know, yeah. You know how dogs get just pant so hard. You think they're going to fall out.
Right.
It just comes straight out. I mean, it's like, it does this big curl thing.
Yeah, dude. It was like, wow, that is like the longest tongue I've ever seen. And, it was, you know, like I said, you know, by the time the end of the night was winding down, they actually started getting along and started playing together. And
What is this? Where did this guy come from? Hearing?
Yeah, really.
What is this? Now, I'm hearing this on VFN radio about Samson, or is it Sandra and Francis?
Come on, dude.
What happened to this bold Samson? What happened to this? I mean, because the way I hear it, Chris, the way I heard it was, Samson was just tormenting poor Holly. That's what I heard.
The 80-pound dog,
The 80-pound dog.
Samson was backing her up
in the corner, and poor Holly was terrified.
Right, right.
But when Samson went over to see Francis or Frankie? Which one is it?
Frankie.
Oh, Frankie.
Okay.
Frankie let him know what was the deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Pat, what?
Like, I don't know. I don't know what Frankie did to him. I don't.
Well, I just, Sandra, I don't know what happened. It's just unbelievable here. But right. My goodness. Well, you know, there is a dog here. I mean, you're talking about dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We have a dog that's actually, I don't know, we'll put Samson and Sandra here and Francis here too.
I don't know about Francis.
Well, listen to this. There's a dog right now who broke the world record. You won't guess for what for.
Do tell.
I thought Diesel was impressive.
Diesel?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on.
Yes, please.
don't be dissing my dog. Okay?
Oh.
Okay.
This dog, I think his name is Norman.
Yeah.
Norman.
He broke the record for getting on a scooter.
Getting on a scooter.
A scooter with handlebars.
Uh-huh. An electric scooter.
No. Scooter with like a skateboard contraption.
Like a razor?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And he was pedaling with one foot, one paw, whatever you call it. But I want you to listen to this segment as you listen to it, and we'll make this available for you on the Twitch, but you got to see this.
Norman, scoot. And we took him for a ride, and he didn't get off. He just liked it up there.
Has he gotten better at it? I assume that he does. I mean, does practice make perfect?
It does. In the beginning, we had to wheel him, and then he learned to push with one foot, and just recently, he learned to throw up the other foot and coast down.
Oh my goodness! Look at that!
What was your reaction the first time?
That is a massive dog.
Pushing with one foot because that's
it was like somebody in a dog suit.
That's what it looks like. Look at the legs on that thing.
Papers coming out to look at him, thinking, "Is that dog on the scooter?"
Do you get a sense that he?
Oh, good.
Gets pleasure out of doing that? Can you, in effect, see the smile on his face when he's on the scooter?
You can. When he starts going fast, he lifts his head up, and he just looks like he's king of the world. So he does like it.
Wow.
Amazing.
I mean, that is amazing. So the next time you guys are talking about Samson or, oh, I won't go. We'll leave that one alone. Samson and Francis, I want you to think about this dog.
Frankie,
I want you to teach your dogs to do something like this. I mean, I'm a little bit concerned. I'm a little bit concerned because Pat was talking, you know, all of this and
talking what?
But Samson was tough and just doing Holly. I mean,
he was tough.
I bet you Holly. He
has met his match.
He has met his match.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I bet you right now that Holly's like, "Thank you, Lord." That's an answer to prayer. We're just teasing. Listen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.